aktor Chris Colfer yang terkenal lewat serial televisi musikal Glee, kini juga mulai dikenal sebagai penulis novel fiksi yang sukses. Bahkan menurut harian New York Times, Chris adalah best-selling author nomor 1 untuk rangkaian cerita yang berjudul The Land of Stories. Saat mempromosikan buku terbarunya dalam seri novel fantasi tersebut, Chris menjelaskan konsep dasar dalam karyanya itu.
It's a middle grade series about a couple kids who enter the fairy tale world and have all kinds of crazy adventures. And in the latest one, The Land of Stories Beyond the Kingdoms, it's about how the kids enter worlds of literature. So they brush elbows with everyone from Peter Pan to the Queen of Hearts.
The Land of Stories Beyond the Kingdom merupakan novel Chris yang 5 dan episode 4 dalam seri tersebut. Aktor peraih Golden Globe Award ini rupanya memang gemar menulis untuk mengisi waktu luang. Jadi nggak heran apabila buku-buku hasil tulisannya juga lumayan tebal.
They're all about 400 to 500 pages. Yeah, it's a fourth book in the series. It's my fifth novel, but I write in between scenes, in between lighting setups, in the trailer over the weekend. Sometimes I pull all nighters whenever I can. I'm always at my computer writing.
Chris mengakui bahwa ini semua berawal sejak ia kecil.
When I was a little kid, I loved pretend. I loved storytelling, and I think I never really understood the difference between writing and acting. For me, it was all just a matter of playing pretend. So it all started very early.
Aktor sekaligus penulis yang masuk dalam daftar 100 orang paling berpengaruh menurut Time Magazine ini mengatakan bahwa ia akan menulis lebih banyak lagi.
I have a few spin-off books coming out. So I have this which is the fourth in the series, and I have a spin-off novel called The Mother Goose Diaries coming out, and a spin-off novel called Queen Red Riding Hood's Guide to Royalty, and then a children's picture book coming out.
Kepada The Today Show, Chris Colfer mengakui apa rahasia kegemarannya menulis.
I'm so glad I started when I was young and ignorant, so I had a little element of bravery when I was doing it.
Dan dari itu semua, apakah akan ada rencana untuk mengangkat karyanya ke layar lebar?
Of course there is, and luckily the series has been so successful that I've been starting to take those meetings. But I really just, you know, it's my baby, it's my heart and soul. I've had the story in my head since I was a kid, so I really just want to make sure it's done correctly.
Seru juga ya. Sementara itu, dengan serial televisi Glee berakhir, Chris merasa ia juga membutuhkan waktu untuk istirahat.
I mean, of course I think I'm gonna miss all the people because the crew was like a family for so many years. But you know, it was a tough show to do for 6 years,
yeah,
and
bet.
To keep that energy up for 22 episodes a year was a lot. So it's really nice to have a little downtime.
Dan melihat ke depan, Chris juga sudah siap untuk mendalami berbagai kesibukan baru.
Oh yes, absolutely, yeah. And luckily I'm sort of able to kind of pick and choose acting projects now. So it's really nice.
Demikian informasi seputar Chris Colfer dalam VOA Celebrity Update langsung dari Washington DC. The Voice of America. VOA.